Last night at New York's Town Hall, The New Yorker magazine presented a program called Beyond Words, New Yorker Writers Read the Work of Others. It was a benefit for the September 11th Fund. On this edition of Fresh Air, we're presenting highlights of the event. Here's writer Donald Antrim.
This is a letter written in 1820 from Sydney Smith to Lady Georgiana Morpeth. Dear Lady Georgiana, nobody has suffered more from low spirits than I have done. So I feel for you. First, live as well as you dare. Second, go into the shower bath with a small quantity of water at a temperature low enough to give you a slight sensation of cold. 75 degrees or 80 degrees. Third, amusing books. Fourth, short views of human life, not further than dinner or tea. Fifth, be as busy as you can. Sixth, see as much as you can of those friends who respect and like you. Seventh, and of those acquaintances who amuse you. Eighth, make no secret of low spirits to your friends, but talk of them freely. There are always worse for dignified concealment. Ninth, attend to the effects tea and coffee produce upon you. Tenth, compare your lot with that of other people. 11th, don't expect too much from human life. A sorry business at the best. 12th, avoid poetry. 13th, dramatic representations, except comedy. Music, serious novels, melancholy, sentimental people, and everything likely to excite feeling or emotion not ending in active benevolence. 13th, do good and endeavor to please everybody of every degree. 14th, be as much as you can in the open air without fatigue. 15th, make the room where you commonly sit gay and pleasant. 16th, struggle by little and little against idleness. 17th, don't be too severe upon yourself or underrate yourself, but do yourself justice. 18th, keep good blazing fires. 19th, be firm and constant in the exercise of rational religion. 20th, believe me, dear Lady Georgiana, very truly yours, Sydney Smith.